Zohar Chol Yisrael Parshas Baloscha Day 3. Next step from 151a. Rabbi Elazar Omar, Rabbi Elazar says, Hi Parshasa, this paragraph. So if my brothers have said, Uvda de Minarta Vatikunaha, the work of the candelabrum and its rectifications. Vachoma de Bo, everything that's inside of it. Amai Hacha, why is it said over here, Zimna Achor, another time, it was already said in Torah other places? Ela rather, Kivin de Nisim Krivu, Kurbana de Madbacha. Once the princes of the tribes brought the sacrifice of to the altar, called tikkunah, discussing all the rectification was fitting, their part in fixing up the shechina, the consecrating the Mishkan place where the shechina dwells for their sacrifices. So, asakra, the verse comes, ishtoi uvda de merata, tells the work of the candelabrum. Of course, it comes right after the end of last parshas naso, that tells about the core sacrifices of the nesim, the princes, and then all of a sudden, Torah starts speaking about the candelabrum. The tikkunah, al yodadaron, that it's fixing up is through the hand of Aaron, as they call him Gadol. The whole Leila, behold above, Menarta, the menorah, the infinite light, Rechob was seen in all of the candelabrums, which is spheres they see from it, the law of hers, al yodadaron, the Aaron Kula, through the power of Aaron, they all shine. He makes a connection of all divine attributes to the Shechina, the infinite light inside of them, makes them all shine forth. Shine on all the spheres. Stachas, come and see. Magbucha, trace in the sea and havu. The altar, it had 12 princes to inaugurate it. Was there 12 sirufim, 12 combinations of the Shemit Kevavke that shine to the Malchus and make the Shechina fit to shine to 12 months of the year, 12 constellations in all parts of existence. Askarnalah, to fix it up, to consecrate it from the surrounding light, fix it up from the internal light. What more behold is explained. Tracer in Shvatim, there are 12 tribes. Abor Sitrin, to the four directions which draw from the four sides of the divine chariot. Abor the Golem, which correspond to the four flags of Israel that travel in the wilderness. They're hooked up to the four sides of the divine chariot, the four angels, the four elements, the four letters of Hashem's name above. The Kulu trace in all together 12. The Kula Kegav, the angels, all the same meanings above, drawing from Hashem's name. The four letters on the four sides, the root of the four sides, four elements, and all these fours in the universe. Menarte is Mani B'Shiva Botsinin. The menorah was appointed, being set up in seven candles. Madloka al yoda the coin to be lit into the power of the coin, because it lights up the seven spheres. The kula kegav made all the same meanings above, that lighting the seven candles beneath lights up the seven spheres above, that Hashem's light shines through them, and people recognize Hashem from all the seven lower attributes. Manata al oskaima, the nara stands upon a sign, it was a miracle. Misa savita, it was made miraculously. That it says, well, kumua, we moved to the nara, it was explained in the work of the candelabrum, that what happened was that the middle candle, Nerma Ravi, would be lit. And it would burn not only through the whole night like the rest of the candles, but the rest of the candles went out sometime in the morning, but it burned 24 hours till the next day, and they'd use it to relight the other candles. And this is showing that these are not just physical candles, but there's infinite light inside of them, it's miraculous, connecting everything to a spiritual root. And to that, a person also could be in the 7 days of the world and detached to a spiritual root. It doesn't have to just be mundane, it doesn't have to be bound by nature. That's what the rabbi said, the menorah is a edus, is a testimony that the Shekhinah and divine presence rests upon Israel. And we're not subject to nature, we can supersede, transcend nature, and we can live in miracles. And the internal altar, Umanata and the menorah, Kami Kachada, they stand as one, the Chedvasat, the bliss of all. Speaking that, when you go into the base of Mikdash, you go into the temple, there's the Azora, the big courtyard where they offer up most of the sacrifices on the big altar, and then you walk inside, there's the Ulam type of anteroom, and inside that, the Hegel, the palace, which is much smaller and has inside of it the golden altar, and the menorah made of gold, and the table also was gold. See if it's written, Shem and Keteris is Samachlev. Oil and incense rejoices the heart. So the oil of the menorah and the Keteris are offered on the inner altar, but it's offered on the inner altar, make the happy heart, make the light of Dina, and cause a sweetening and joy and bliss above, and as if it were the eternal heart of Hashem, that the world should be given mercy and love. The Kim now has explained the Trey Mandrachan Hobo, the two altars. Chad of Himal was inside the menorah of gold, and the Hechel, and the palace, the Kula, inside of everything. And this corresponds to the light of Bina inside of the seven spheres. So high kaim lechadvasa, and this stands for bliss to make everything happy. Bechad the bottom one is outside, in the Zara, drawing from 11 soas, seven lower spheres, the carver carbonin to offer on its sacrifices. Mehai pni ma, from this internal one, nafik lahai, the bar comes out from the one on the outside, from Bina shines to the seven lower spheres. Aman nechami vistako, the one who gazes and looks. Vinda, he will know chachosi law, supernal wisdom from the way this is set up. Raza demila, the secret of the issue, is in divine names, Hashem Elohim. That we say in Hashem Adni, which is Malchus and Elohim, which is nature, that Hashem is shining His divine presence into, to be clothed in the natural law. And when they're connected, we can see how all the natural law, what's going on, is also from Hashem directly. So we can have miracles, and besides that, even things that are happening seemingly mundane, seemingly according to the laws of nature, they're also miraculous, also connected, coming directly from divine providence, from the hand of Hashem. We can see Hashem's hand in it and understand the secrets and how He's calling to us and be connected to Him, even from the world of nature and working, doing things in the world. Although because of this, lowest car of Katarta, incense was not offered, Ella b'shaita d'shem nishtach, except at the time when the oil is found, which means that the menorah was lit and they offered up the incense. Ishkachna b'sifat Shlomo Malka, is found in the book of King Solomon, an ancient, culled from an ancient work. Kataras hu l'chedva, incense is for bliss, l'salka mosna, to get rid of death. My time, what's the reason? Begin the dinner, mehai, to the bar ishtachach, because judgment is found from the outside level. The chedvas v'chedu v'kshura d'nihiru, and the bliss, and the joy, and the binding of the binding to light, mehal p'ni mo'az, from that one, from that internal altar. So the incense is offered on the internal altar, and wakens it, so it's like it gives an across the board saving. V'chol chedu b'ekayim, because all joy depends upon it, from the level of bina, from inside, from the internal altar. It's like bina is inside of all the spheres, and it sweetens them. Chad hai asa, when it's awakened, called in his dark mehai. All the judgment parts from this one, from the external altar, from the external parts of the world, lo yochalu miyavad, didn't not able to act, bring out any, to do any judgment. Gin kach, because of this, keteres kaimu levat lamosa. Incense stands to nullify death. Valdo, because of this, keteres kashiru hudukula. Incense is the binding of all. All the spiritual levels from above to below are connected. Doas kara v'hal pnima, this is offered on that inner one, meaning the inner altar. According to Israel, merit worthy of thee, Israel be Almadin in this world, be Almadusi in the world to come. Well, I receive Batim is written. Primarily, he said to me, Avdi Atari, my servant Israel, Israel, that you will be glorified. In Isaiah 49:3, that Hashem gives us the privilege of being able to draw us on high levels into the world, sweeten all judgments across the board, to make everything happy, make everything one big bond, to see from it, and reveal His oneness.